The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Time to speak to somebody that not only is a future horse, but is going to be a part of Leeds Rhinos next season, Niamh Kilgannon. Really exciting time for you as you'll be joining Rhinos for next season. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I mean, as I've said to pretty much everyone I've spoke to, it's such an exciting opportunity. And yeah, I just can't wait to get started. I think, you know, it kind of all came around so quick, but it's still a bit of a whirlwind at the moment. But yeah, I'm so excited.
It sounds like you're really anticipating getting going in 2026.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, there's so much to look forward to. And, you know, even though I've been around like similar sort of environments in the past, I think this is, you know, a new environment for me. And yeah, I think it's going to be great. So
you were around Panthers last season, weren't you? What was it like just being around their debut side?
Yeah, so obviously at Panthers last year, and I was part of the next gen. But then I was lucky enough that I got pulled in as a temporary replacement for, I think, the last three games. And as you said, like, you know, being around training with that Super League squad, like, that was just a great experience to have as a whole. And I think that's something I can really take into this year. And yeah, even though I didn't quite make my debut last year, I think just having that environment of being in the changing rooms and, you know, on team chats and courtside, like, I think that's something that, you know, little Niamh was always dreaming about. So getting that experience, and like I said, hopefully taking that forward into this season so it's not all so new, I think is a really good, you know, thing to have.
When did you first develop the love for netball then? Was it while you were still at school?
Yeah, I mean, so I really started netball, I suppose, like year seven when I went to secondary school, which is probably a little bit later than most, but it wasn't really a big thing around where I'm from. And I was very fortunate that when I went to secondary school, one of my PE teachers was actually Pat Cobden, Beth Cobden's mom. I know, it's my claim to fame. yeah, so like I said, I was very lucky that I had her support, as well as obviously my other PE teachers being massively into the netball side. And I think when you're not in the environment of netball, you don't know how the circuit always works, do you? So I think having her, you know, experience of knowing, you know, she was guiding me what clubs to go to, you know, when to go to county trials and stuff like that. And I think, you know, I'm very grateful that I had that, because I think that was definitely a big, you know, a big starter in my netball journey. But yeah, as soon as I tried it at secondary school, I think I knew that that was the sport for me, and I've never looked back since. So
England, you're a future rose. What's that like?
Yeah, I mean, it's been great. And, you know, it's always been my aim to play for England, and especially getting back onto that circuit. And so this year was a nice opportunity that I got that, and I'm very grateful for it. And I think being around the girls that are in those future rose setups and stuff is just, you know, I still find myself fangirling sometimes, and I forget, like, you're in that situation yourself. It's just incredible. I think, you know, the competition, but also the support from everyone there is just incredible. And I think, you know, that's always been a dream of mine that I hope to continue. But yeah, I've loved it. Loved every bit of it.
Rhinos, 2026, it's an exciting team there, isn't it? Lauren's obviously managed to get together.
Yeah, definitely. I think, like I said, it all kind of happened very quick for me. So, like, obviously the excitement of myself getting the contract, but then also then looking at the squad, like you said, I think every single one in that squad is outstanding, and there's some really exciting connections, I think, going to be made. And I think, yeah, I think it's going to be a very big season for Rhinos, and I can't wait to be a part of that and see what damage we can do in the league, because I think it's going to be good.
Let's hear what Lauren has to say about you.
I'm really excited that we've signed her this year. I think she's an athlete with a lot of promise and a lot of talent, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how she fares in the Super League. She's an athlete, and that probably describes her all-round ability, because her elevation's great, she's athletic in the sense of she's quick with her changes of direction, she's feisty onto ball, her 1v1 defence is really, really irritating for attackers. You know, she'll run people hard, she's got a good eye and a good vision for a turnover, but then flip that into attack, and her vision into the shooters is brilliant. Sometimes she can just sight the defender, like gaps in those defenders, and she'll thread that ball through the eye of a needle to get there. So it's really exciting to bring Niamh in as a mid-court player who has the ability to play across all three mid-court positions. So bit of a triple threat for us. I'm really excited to be given her first Super League contract and this opportunity with it that we can give her at Rhinos, because, you know, it's her first contract. It's always going to be special. And personality wise, I just know how much it means to her and how excited she is. She's also a really hardworking athlete. You know, she'll give everything she's got to the cause, and having worked with her a little bit in the England setup, I think I've seen just how much she wants it and how good for our environment she will be. So yeah, personality wise, I think she'll slot in really well, and she gets on with quite a lot of the girls from playing with them previously, whether it's at uni, at England, or at franchise. So she was just the perfect fit for us, in a sense of she offered all those positions, but also she had those connections and friendships already. So yeah, like I said before, really looking forward to working with Niamh and seeing how she fares this season in Super League.
There's Lauren's thoughts. What do you make of those? And obviously you'll be looking forward to working with Lauren as well on a club level.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, I've been lucky enough that I've got to experience Lauren's coaching at Future Roses as well. And yeah, I'm really excited to build up that connection with her. And, you know, I think she's a great coach. And from, you know, the bit of connection time that we've had together already, like, I can tell that, you know, she's so easy to talk to, as well as, you know, she's somebody that I want to impress. And I think that's really important to have. And I definitely get that with her. So, you know, like I said, I'm very grateful I've had that connection with her already before going into this Rhino season. But I think that's just something that's going to build, and not just with me personally, but obviously as a team. And I think that's really important, and it's going to really push us to a good finish this season.
Have you noticed little things that she's managed to bring to your game so far?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, she's very like adaptable to each player. And I think she very much wants you to have your own style and your flair, but adapt it to each other. And I think, you know, I think that's really important, because it's not losing what you have as a player, and instead it's actually, she looks at how she can bring what you like, your strengths to the team. And yeah, so that's something I'm really looking forward to working on this season.
And the nice thing is Leeds are well known for their work in the community and just the foundation work as well. It's important to have that backing.
Obviously not actually coming up through the Leeds pathway, but I've always admired Leeds, and, you know, I've heard a lot about them, and everyone that I've spoke to, that I know a lot of girls that have been through their pathway, and they've absolutely loved it. And like I said, I can't wait to throw myself fully in there. And like you said, get involved in everything, like community wise and, you know, within the Leeds pathway itself. And I think, I think there's a lot of great things to Leeds, and I can't wait to experience them all.
Sounds like a good answer for me, Niamh. Have a great 2026.
Thank you.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.